Loffentolberg for BizNews. For most of us, running water and a nice hot shower is something we take for granted. But for the many homeless people in South Africa, that's not the case. It robs them of their dignity and confidence to pursue work. To address this issue, Viva Con Agua launched a wash bus in Cape Town suburbs to support the unsheltered homeless. And we have the project manager, Sasanda Henda, in the studios to discuss it. Sasanda, how did this project come about?
It has been a project that has taken some time to be in the making. It came about, we all notice what has happened after COVID. There's been a lot of challenges that people have been going through. And one of the main challenges that have come about post-COVID is homelessness. So the street population increased drastically. I mean, there's always been an issue of homelessness in Cape Town, but it increased drastically over a very short period of time. And this, of course, then sparked conversations around homelessness and different and more humane approaches could be taken, around helping people or just around the issue of homelessness itself. And so a research project was done, which included various stakeholders. Part of the stakeholders were homeless people themselves. And questions were posed, to people living on the streets of what were some of the main challenges that they were facing. And up at the top of the challenges was access to water. And of course, linked to water was hygiene, because water, a lot of the time, is used to sanitize ourselves and to practice hygiene. And so it was decided that maybe there should be a wash facility because, a lot of the time homeless people are reliant on public toilet facilities and there's not much dignity in that. And so, a wash facility then was decided and then it should be mobile as well to access as many homeless people as possible. And so that's how it basically came about, or that's what sparked the conversation and then led to having the wash facility created.
Well, Cape Town has always had homeless people. Do you have an exact number of how many there are?
The numbers, it's also really hard to track, but roughly just around 14,000, anything between 14,000 and upwards. But it is a number that is hard to track as well.
Who is backing this initiative?
The organization that's responsible for the wash facility is Viva Con Agua. And the head offices are in Germany. So I'm working for Viva Con Agua at the Cape Town offices. Yeah, we're also in the Eastern Cape. We've been around in South Africa for around 2 years, and we base globally as well. So we get a lot of our funds are coming from our German head office.
What is in this wash bus? I see it's quite colorful, so it should be easy for people to spot it.
It contains 4 showers and 4 toilets. And, we also have railings for some of our older clients or slightly disabled clients as well. We have a soap dispenser, liquid soap dispenser. We have a little box so that when somebody comes in, they can put some of their clothing that they're carrying with them, or if they want to change into something or have a little bag, they can put it in there so it remains dry. And their shoes as well can also remain dry. Just the normal facilities you would get in any other toilet facility as well. It also has gas bottles so that essentially it heats itself. It doesn't need to rely on any sort of electrical appliance. It also has a plumbing system where water can travel and leave the facility.
You mentioned the Eastern Cape. Are they in the Eastern Cape as well now?
So we as Viva Con Agua are based in the, Western and the Eastern Cape. But this project itself is currently in the Western Cape only. We run, a couple of projects. We have a couple of ongoing projects. But yeah, it's currently being, you know, run only in the Western Cape, but we have plans to increase further and beyond the Western Cape. Incidentally, you mentioned how colorful the WASH facility is. So the creative aspect of it was inspired by school children in a rural village in the Eastern Cape. So even though it's not in the Eastern Cape, we do have some, you know, we do have some inspiration. And they basically came up with a superhero or a she-hero called Mother Water. And well, that's the meaning is Mother Water, but the name is Nina Manzi. And so that is what we have called the facility itself. We call it Nina Manzi. Yeah, she's like a mother. She's, you know, the facility embodies maternal characteristics of nurturing and leaving people feeling whole.
How many have you rolled out so far?
We started in July. So the number is around anything between 1.5 and 2,000, roughly.
So that's a lot. I didn't expect that kind of number.
It's running every day, except for Tuesdays. It's running every day from 9 to 4 p.m. We also have like processes where people, you know, we have a limited amount of time so that we can allow, you know, a lot of people to use the facility itself. We kind of give guidelines to increase capacity as well. We also, you know, embarking on outreach programs. We also encourage our users as well to be our ambassadors, to tell other homeless people about this facility. And yeah, we're also engaging. We connect by finding where are the pockets where homeless people are living and just kind of creating more awareness to increase the number.
What has the reaction been? What do people say about it that are using the facilities?
It's phenomenal. It's incredible. Yeah, it's beyond words. If you see what's happening, words kind of escape one. When you see somebody going in, all hopeless, you know, and just kind of, you know, hiding or just not feeling because of the way they look. And then when they come out there, they feel so whole. We're giving people a chance at a new day and a chance to hope again. Some of our clients will go in for a shower and then leave to go for a job interview. A couple of days, a week and a half ago, we have regulars and I hadn't seen this one client for a very long time. And he saw me one day. I just happened to bump into him. And he said, no, I haven't been coming because I'm working now. And so, you know, being able to wash myself and improve my appearance really helped in my confidence. It really helped getting my life back on track.
Yeah, and it probably helps how people relate to them, just people, the normal public relate to them. You know, if you're nice and clean, you wash and you smell good, people probably relate to you better.
Yes, of course. And of course, one also feels like they can relate to others better because their confidence is increased, their sense of worth, and their self-image as well is also improved.
So is this linked to a feeding scheme or providing them with clothes or something like that?
So we are linked to, I don't know if you've heard of U-Turn. They've been phenomenal because we are operating on their premises. And U-Turn is an organization that is helping, you know, people get off the streets. So we are mainly catering to the shower and they are, you know, coming in with clothing, food, and also rehabilitative services as well.
Sasanda, this is a fantastic project and I hope you can expand it. Are you planning for expansion?
Yes, there's been a great call for it. We were always planning expansion, but there's been a great public call to, you know, to expand this.
Would that be possible with your present backers or would you need outside help for that?
We definitely need outside help. And the public, I mean, has been very vocal, but we're also calling the public as well to, you know, contribute in various ways. to see that, you know, this project can always be around and can grow further. But yes, yeah, we're needing more support, especially when it comes to things like consumables and toiletries. That would be really great.
Okay, so you're looking for consumables and toiletries. Have you thought of partnering maybe with one of the supermarkets or something like that?
Yes, we have approached various supermarkets. You know, I don't expect something to happen overnight. Everyone has financial years. Yeah, everyone has their financial period. Most supermarkets are already engaged in projects, but it's a relationship I really would like to develop further. So I'm definitely looking into that.
So are there similar projects in other countries?
Yes, there are. There's the Bolbagno in Germany. We were actually inspired, you know, by that project. They are also a couple, you know, of these projects running in the U.S., especially where there's a high homelessness issue in L.A., in San Francisco as well. So, yeah, it's just a new way to look at homelessness. And these projects around hygiene and water, they're at different capacities. Some of these projects aren't even a bus. It's just like a place where people can wash hands, like a mobile place for, you know, where there's limited access, where really homeless people really do struggle around, you know, this basic human right. So, yeah, there are other projects, and we're looking into increasing these projects, not only in South Africa, but in Africa as a whole. And we'd love to partner up, and we'd love to inspire, you know, others as well, wanting to embark on this journey.
Thank you so much, Sandra Henda, from the Wash Bus Project.
Thank you, Linda.